There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here and along with the show. And here today for the show in our mobile command studio, the FM Talk 106.5 vehicle. And we are live with our friends at the Cart Doctor here in Theodore, Highway 90 West in Theodore. So if you're on the interstate, if you're coming down the interstate, get off, go. It's always the argument. I know it says west. It is kind of south and west, but it's Highway 90 West here in Theodore. We're going to be on the left-hand side as you're heading to the south or the west. And you'll see the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command studio. But even bigger than that, you're going to see the huge selection of carts from the Cart Doctor. Now, you know, we've been talking with the Cart Doctor for years now, and I've watched the inventory grow, and I've watched them expand it now to a even bigger facility as we're talking about the acreage of carts right here at the Cart Doctor. If y'all want to put on some headsets, too, Trish walking in here, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat, and Steven as well, as we talk about what's going on at the Cart Doctor. I'm looking here, and front row, what would you call the front row? The front row that's there on the road, or the front row is here by the building? I'm saying the front row that's behind us, the one that's out on the road. You're stacked out there. You are stacked.
Yeah, that's all of our used inventory, gas and electric.
I will pull that mic a little closer. Boy, there you go.
Yeah, that's all the used inventory, gas and electric, the ones we build up for customers. However you want it, your cart, your dreams, we build it how you want it. Lift kits, tires, back seats,
sometimes. Yeah, and if people want something like in the mechanics of it, I know you customize them. And then in the image of the cart, if they want logoed and certain things, y'all do that as well.
Yeah. We're actually going to be building a cart for Robert Brazil.
Really?
It's going to be his Hall of Fame cart.
Is it do you, now, I don't want to get myself in trouble because Mr. Brazil could crush me, but does it have extra supports and stuff? I mean, we've got people that are...
They don't need extra supports.
There we go. Hey, what is the deal, too, between, like, y'all, I know y'all have talked with me about gas carts and being a fan of gas carts, but a lot of people think cart and they think electric, right? I mean,
yeah,
is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have a whole world of carts that are gas-powered as well.
Well, the new Yamaha, the Drive2 Yamaha, is almost as quiet as the electrics when you have
That's
more
the one you were
noise.
Showing me, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got more road noise than you do engine noise with it, the way they've baffled the exhaust and closed the engine compartment. And it's fuel injected. You get 240 miles on a tank of gas.
Say what?
You get 240 miles on that tank.
Well, that's pretty awesome. That's a super efficient.
Yeah. And it's 5 gallons.
5 gallons
that's
gets
five
you 240.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Because that's one thing that people, I think, you know, at least in the world of the outdoors, I know there's so many different applications for the carts. I want to get into that. But for people like me that are hunters, they got into the carts because ATVs were too loud. UTVs were too loud.
Yes.
That's why they went to the carts and they went to electric.
Yes.
But you now have back to where you have the range of gas, but you have that quiet.
Yes. I've got customers that make me drive it around in a circle so they can see how far away I am before they hear the cart.
Well, that's you hunt, you're like me. You do this. It's a real thing. That's a concern. You don't want to be making noise all over your property.
Right. I actually just sold one to a turkey hunter.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that tells you everything you need to know.
We lifted it, put all terrains on it, and...
Okay, well, let's talk about that, too, in customizing. We talked about all the options there. Is that something somebody can come to y'all, find the cart they want, and then that all-terrain and the lift, y'all do that here on site?
Yes. Yes. All golf carts start off the same at the factory. They look just like they do at a golf course. Everyone starts off the same. Whether you add the accessories at the factory level, or you add them at the dealer level, or you add them at your house, it all starts off
okay,
the same.
Okay, so there's a stock. I mean, that like no matter what we see in these carts, y'all got a big selection out here, how they're outfitted, they all started off as the same.
All come off the factory assembly line the same. Headlights and taillights. We buy them with the headlights and taillights added at the factory on our new carts. They come with the AC motors and all that. A lot of the upgrades, we go have a habit of upgrading at the factory level because it's actually cheaper in the long run to have it done at the factory level.
Okay, let's talk about this. As people come out today, and they need to come on out, we'll feed you lunch. We've got great Jersey Mike subs. Walk on inside and grab a sandwich and a drink and have lunch with us. But what do you want them to check out? I mean, you talk about Yamaha. What's new? What if they haven't been to Car Doctor before or here recently, what's new? What do they need to see?
They need to see the new street legal carts that we've got.
Okay.
Tumberland.
Now, when you say street, what makes a cart street legal?
A VIN number. A lot of people think that seat belts, headlights, taillights, blinkers make a street legal cart. Not in the state of Alabama. The state requires that you have a VIN number from the manufacturer that assumes some of the liability that when it was built as an LSV, low speed vehicle, with the purpose of being street legalized.
Okay, so.
So, depending on
VIN,
the VIN number is what makes it street legal.
Did y'all know that? I didn't know that. Okay. See, this is the kind of information we get. So, because there's a lot of people that love to use, you know, the idea of using their carts for multiple things and, you know, using them as a vehicle to get around places is very, very popular, obviously.
Right.
But if they don't, in the state of Alabama, if those carts do not have a VIN, they are not street legal.
Not legally, according to state law. Now, Baldwin County is different in the sense that they voted last year or the year before that each municipality could determine their own requirements.
Okay.
So people like Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, they've decided to adopt the fact that, okay, we know people own other carts that don't have VIN numbers.
Right.
But what we're going to do is you're going to register with us, the city, get a tag, we'll put it on it, but you're going to have seat belts, lights, you know, all of those things, and
right.
The people have to be 18 years or older to drive. Now, if it's street legal and you get your tag from the license commissioner in Alabama,
right,
you follow the laws of driving a car. So you could be 16 with a driver's license and drive a street legalized car.
Well, I mean, it's good to have y'all help us navigate this, because if you're not looking at it every day, I mean, these things would be, like I have no idea.
There's a lot of misperceptions out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I
know
with them a lot.
Well, and that's the nice thing, y'all know this stuff, it is your business, and you could tell us what, you know, I guess somebody can come in here and say, I want to do the following things with my card.
Right.
And you can point them in the right direction.
Yeah, we ask them where they live. Dauphin Island, they're another one. They have adopted to follow the state law. So if you live on Dauphin Island or you want to go to the campgrounds and you want to come out of that campground and go onto their streets,
right,
you have to have a street legalized cart.
Which means it has to have a VIN.
VIN number, which is the tag.
All right. So that's Tumberland is the, as you look at street legal carts.
Is the one, are the ones that we sell. Tumberland and Star.
Okay. Let's talk about for people that want to use them off the road. Like you talked about that for that turkey hunter or somebody who wants to use it on a piece of property they have to come and go to the mailbox or go to the barn or whatever it is. What's your most popular? Where are you going to point people in that car?
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask them, do they want new or used? I mean,
yeah.
Because when she's, like we talked about earlier with the gas and the electrics, you know, because if you're a hunter, yes, the older carts, the carbureted carts are louder. They're nothing like an ATV.
Right.
But they are louder. So if you wanted something that quiet, then we'd look towards the electrics.
On the older ones, although that new Yamaha, you said, is pretty darn stealth.
Like I said, the electrics have the largest motor of the industry right now. When they broke it back out, the new AC motor and controller are made by Toyota.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously, with the popularity of carts, there's more and more innovation going in,
yes.
Right? They're probably changing at a more rapid pace.
Yes. They are becoming less of a golf cart and more of a personal vehicle.
I like that.
You know, that's they come with dual USB charging ports now. The dashes, yeah, they'll still hold golf balls, but they got a place for your cell phone.
Right.
Is the word in the past they didn't.
Yeah.
The gas carts have independent rear suspension for a better ride. Like I said, the new AC motors, they're only using about half of the power that the motor has.
So what people need to do is come on out here and take a test ride here at the Car Doctor. We are in Theodore. Folks want to see y'all online, where would they go? Facebook?
www.cartdr.com.
All right. Very good. We're coming right back. More from the Car Doctor, Midday Mobile, live on this Wednesday. We're glad to have you here.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. We will get into some national news, look at Washington here shortly, and right here at home in the city of Mobile, and the discussion of the contract that may put Hank Aaron Stadium in jeopardy. Although I think we'll break down the contract, listen to what Peter Albrecht has to say in just a little bit. But I do want to ask one more question. Okay, several more questions here. But Stephen and Tricia stayed in here with me, and y'all mentioned something. I heard your conversation that you're doing something today, and it was kind of fun watching y'all go back and forth if you're going to do this. And so you don't get nervous, but you said for carts today, people coming by, what's the deal today?
Okay, if you come by today, I'll sell you a golf cart, new or used, at my cost.
That's the best deal you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the best. So if somebody has been on the fence, mm-hmm. wondered about this, today they come in, say they heard us talking, and they can get that cart at cost.
Yeah, and I'll show you my invoice.
It's pretty strong. Okay. Once again, tell folks how to get here, because they're probably going, okay, how do I get there?
5683 Highway 90 West, get off exit 15A off of I-10. Headed toward Theodore, 1 mile on the left.
All right, and you'll see those carts out here, and come in and take advantage of that deal. Get that cart for cost. And also, you said you got a new program here coming up for Christmas. So many people that want to get a cart for Christmas for a family member or maybe even themselves.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do layaway.
Okay, so walk me through this. If I today want to do this, I find a cart. What's the process?
You find a cart, you figure out what you want on it. Typically, the people who would do this would be people that want to buy golf carts for their children.
Mm-hmm.
They're used or new. I mean, I'll do it with a new one. But you put 10% down. You have to pay for it by December 12th, 14th. Yeah, the 14th, and then pick it up by Christmas Eve.
Okay, so we can, but I mean, right now I'm looking at y'all's inventory. Y'all got a ton of cards here, and probably some of the best selection of the year now versus coming in here trying to find a card beginning
Correct.
Of December.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be low come December.
So go ahead and do that now. They can find it, mm-hmm. and can on that layaway program, let's say they find the card, but they say, but I also do want to add these things to
yes.
it. Can that be in the process?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We'll go ahead and build it out. I mean, we can have it custom paint. You can do as much as you want to it, as little as you want, and then we'll park it, keep it here. We'll keep it safe, and then when you're ready to pick it up by December 24th, you can have it.
Great deal. That is awesome. And the best deal, what's going on today, somebody listen to us. Come on in, walk in, and say, hey, this is the card I'm looking at. This is what I want, and they can buy it today at cost.
At cost.
Wow. Wow, wow. Okay. Y'all come out, find your cart at cost. I see cars pulling in right now. Get your cart at cost. Grab yourself a sandwich as well while you're here at the Cart Doctor. We'll talk to you again real soon. Get you back in here and talk more. We are live at the Cart Doctor in Theodore. You want to come on by and check out the deal, the best deal out there? Yeah, that would be the cart at cost. Plus, find out about layaway and check out the inventory and selection. All right. I mentioned it this morning. Mobile Bay Bears, of course, will be leaving after next season and heading to Huntsville, Madison County, where they would... Don't with the trash pandas, right? They'll go from being Bay Bears to trash pandas.
Yes, trash pandas yeah. was the winning vote getter for the no longer Mobile Bay Bears, soon to be Madison Trash Pandas.
So the Trash Pandas will be the team up there that leaves us, of course, with a baseball stadium that won't have any baseball there. So our news partners over at WKRG, they have a story out on their website right now. They said they looked at the contract. My buddy Peter Albrecht did. Said looked at the contract the city signed with the landowner when the stadium was built 22 years ago. And it reads,
the Mobile Bay Bears have only one more season at Hank Aaron Stadium before the team heads to the Huntsville area. And Hank Aaron Stadium might have only three more years before it faces a wrecking ball. This is the lease the city signed with the landowners in 1996 when the stadium was built. It reads, in the event that the use of the lease premises as a AA baseball stadium is discontinued, and should the city cease to use the lease premises thereafter for public events generally for a continuous period of not less than 2 years, the landlord may, at its option, terminate this lease and require the city to demolish and remove the stadium at the city's expense. McGowan Properties owns the land and the nearby ever-expanding McGowan Park shopping complex.
I don't know if they're really pushing that hard, but that is how it's written should they choose to take it back. So we've got a two-year window there to see what we can put in there.
The stipulation in the contract has caught some at Government Plaza off guard.
Okay, let's first realize that no one knew about that old contract.
Councilman John Williams says had the city known about the clause, it might have made a bigger effort to keep the Bay Bears, despite sagging attendance. He says the city has zero chance of attracting another affiliated minor league club.
Everybody's trying to buy a team. And I'm not sure that Mobile, Alabama is in the market to buy a team at this time. So let's put that to rest. And if the landlord doesn't want to renegotiate that and he wants his land back, then we have no other choice.
Mayor Sandy Stimson says he's not sure the landowner has an interest in removing the stadium, and he hopes it doesn't come to that.
I think that they're amenable to if we have something that we think is a viable alternative. You know, I think that they'd go along with it. And we have looked at a couple of minor league teams that are unaffiliated, but the track record on those is, you know, not sterling. And so we want to be very cautious if that's the route we go.
Stimson says the contract terms are pretty loosely defined. He says having Mobile semi-pro soccer team at Hank Aaron Stadium or having high school sporting events there might be enough to keep the stadium from basically being repossessed and destroyed.
All right, there's Peter Albrecht from News 5 and a discussion of this. First, I mean, there's so many parts to this. The first part I would want to point out is there's a contract that was signed 22 years ago. So, I mean, you can, like, people that are new in office, right? Like, think about the mayor or even members of the council that are new to the council. They could not feel guilty not knowing there was a contract with this in it. It seems to me, though, somebody in city government should have known that was a part of it. It does not seem like it is this part of the contract, and maybe there's attorneys out there that are hearing this that can disagree or back me up. It doesn't sound like it has a lot of teeth. In other words, it's not set to go in. It's if the situation arises and we choose to take the land back, we can. I mean, it says if the city should cease to use lease premises, which, by the way, too, the whole part of this is the land. So the city owns the structure of the Hank Aaron Stadium, owned by the city. The land underneath it, owned by McGowan Properties. So it says, if the city ceases to use leased premises thereafter for public events or AA baseball, it says AA baseball stadium discontinued, or the city should cease to use the lease premises thereafter for public events, generally for a continuous period of not less than 2 years, the landlord may, at its option, terminate this lease and require the city to demolish and remove the stadium at the city's expense. In other words, clear the land so they could do whatever with it. Now, it doesn't say they will. It says they basically the landowner, McGowan Properties, has that option. Second part of it is, I mean, if I'm reading in here, not trying to get in the nitty-gritty of this, but if it's a two-year period, it has to sit idle for 2 years for this to kick in. The city could, every year, for example, have a fireworks night there, or have the bring your dog out to run around the park, whatever it is, and it could be, the way I see it, a municipal, a city event, and then kick in another two-year window, right? I mean, wouldn't that reset that date for, you know, it says, the word here that was interesting is continuous period. It said, if the city ceases to use the lease premises thereafter for public events, generally for a continuous period of not less than 2 years. In other words, that they don't do anything with it for 2 years, then this part of the contract kicks in. It seems like that would be narrowly avoided. Now, of course, this brings up the question of what do you do with the facility in the meantime? I don't know. I like the fact that sounds like both from the clips in there from Mayor Sandy Stimson and Councilman Williams that nobody says, we're trying to get another just team in here to play, you know, just go run and find a team to put in there unless it's the right fit for the stadium. But there are a lot of issues, right? You got a stadium. How do you repurpose that stadium? What do you do? Hank opened back in 1997 as the home of the Bay Bears, and now pretty soon it won't be the home of the Bay Bears, and the Bay Bears will be the Trash Pandas up in Madison County. So what do you do with the facility? We'll talk about that and take your calls and text at 343-0106, 343-0106. That's it's a question that we have time, I guess. The way you look at this contract, you have time. You have from whenever the last game would be played by the Bay Bears, then you would have 2 years starting then, unless you had some other event out there that would kick in another two-year window. But what about that? I mean, if the city, there's also the side of it is, does the city just say, what's it going to cost to demolish Hank Aaron Stadium and let those people, the property owners, take it back? Is that the better option? What do you think? I'd like to hear from you. 343-0106, 343-0106. Also coming up on today's show, we'll talk more about what's going on in Washington. I saw this. Senator Shelby, this is a headline from AL.com, y'all. Senator Richard Shelby takes a wait-and-see approach on the Kavanaugh hearing. Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Richard Shelby is emphatic behind his support for Kavanaugh as anybody I heard in the weeks prior. And I don't know if he's just trying to make sure that he seems like he's being judicious about this and then getting all the information out, which if he is, that's good. I mean, get all your information. At the same time, this isn't Doug Jones. This is Richard Shelby saying take a wait-and-see attitude on it. So that's interesting where that's going to go. In addition, also, oh, by the way, Amazon said they got new Alexa devices coming out. We'll talk about that. And President Trump in North Carolina at an aid distribution center there as people are trying to recover there in the Carolinas. Which, speaking of which, yeah, I saw it. I saw the story yesterday. I think I put something up about it. A friend of ours had sent me the story. This is the story you'll probably not hear anywhere else, that they closed deer season, Dalton, in North Carolina, in parts of North Carolina and parts of South Carolina because of the flooding. So deer season opens up real early up there, and the flooding has led to the closure of deer season. So that's one angle of the story
and Sean,
the aftermath of Florence. Yes.
I also think I saw 5,500 hogs dead in North Carolina.
Well, you know what I call that?
What's that?
A good start. A good start. All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile live at the Card Doctor and Theodore. Come see us. Grab lunch. Jersey Mike's out here waiting for you.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Here we go. FM Talk 106.5. And we are live at the Card Doctor in Theodore, and I'll tell you what, before we get rolling any further here, I have one of those great stainless steel tumblers from our buddy Danny Litford, and we'll do this. Next person to stop by here, this is got the Danny Litford Today's Homeowner logo on it, and it's the 20th season anniversary edition, and I'll give that to the next person to stop on by and see us right here at the Cart Doctor in Theodore. Plus, of course, Jersey Mike's sandwiches. Jersey Mike's on Dolphin Street. Thank you. Got great sandwiches for you inside. And if you're thinking about buying a cart, if you've been toying with the idea, you heard Trish earlier said she would sell whatever cart you find here on the lot today for cost. She'll show you her invoice. I know she's my neighbor, by the way, just a few houses from each other. They're good people, and you can bank on what they say. So you've been looking for an incentive to go ahead and get that cart. How about getting it at cost today? Stop by and see us right here at the Cart Doctor. All right, and also, Ronda just heard that promo for our buddy Bo Meganson. Tonight, the Auburn Tiger Radio Show debuts at Nexus Cinema, and it's going to be a great time. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit, but I do want to go to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106. Let's go to Larry in Mobile first. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Sean. And your van looks good. Your bus looks good out front. I passed by it a few minutes ago.
Oh, thanks.
I guess what aggravates me, I'm like a Trump now. Sometime it's time to drain the yesterday afternoon, and I listened to this twice on the news to make sure I heard this right. Don Williams made a statement that if he would have knew that this contract was out there, that maybe they would have worked harder to keep the Bay Bears.
Right. So now, here, the quote, the quote that he said here, because I've got it from that story from Peter Albrecht, where he quotes it in here. He said, everybody's trying to buy a team. That's a quote from John Williams, and I'm not sure Mobile, Alabama's in the market to buy a team at this time, so let's put that to rest. Then he said, okay, first let's realize nobody knew about that old contract. Had the city known about the clause, Williams said, it might have made a bigger effort to keep the Bay Bears despite sagging attendance. That's what you're talking about, Larry.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it we don't do anything to help South, city or county, and whether they need any help or not, that's putting money in taxes back in the city of Mobile when that stadium is pumping it out and putting 25,000 people in the seats. half of the season. It just aggravates me that we go down there and we build a ship that's built concrete that don't go nowhere, and it's $70 million, and we're losing money keeping it open. But you got something, and Bay Bears ain't great. I mean, they haven't been great for years, but the bottom line to it is that we have an opportunity to do something, and then we don't do anything. But then we complain whenever we don't have the money to do the structures on the drainage in Mobile and all the rest of everything we do, because we're not business. I think our mayor is the only person that I know of that's got any business sense at all down there, because the rest of them want to give it away. They want to build a soccer field, no baseball field that you can play a tournament in this town, but yet we're going to build huge soccer fields to build soccer up whenever baseball has been the thing for ever since it's been available. And it just aggravates that they look at things to bring in to create something new, but when you got the baseball travel ball is a thing that generates millions of dollars a year all around us, but we don't do anything in Mobile, Alabama and Mr. Carlson is the only one that had tried to do something out of Exit 10 out there at one time, but it just aggravates me that we spend all this money on stuff, just throw it away, as they say about the boat, it's a hole that you throw money into, and that's exactly what that is downtown. They're talking about tearing the convention center down. They need to tear that down because it ain't doing nothing. It's $70 million, and it ain't doing nothing but taking up space.
Well, Larry, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say it out loud. So, take that mic and pull it down there in front of your face, because we mentioned his name, and I look up, and Councilman John Williams shows up right here at the Cart Doctor and gets into the Mobile Command studio. So if the quote here, had the city known about the clause, it might have made a bigger effort to keep the Bay Bears. Councilman Williams, welcome to the show, and let's talk about this.
Welcome to District 4.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always great to have you in the district and to be talking about these issues.
Right.
And in this case, it really would have been good to know. And it's nobody's fault. Realize when you always want new blood in government.
Right.
And
I said that at the beginning.
You want these turnovers, right. and occasionally
there's
somebody
in record
we're not going to know about.
But in there's, like I said that. I said, people who were not there, I don't hold them responsible. But in there's somebody back in the record-keeping office that has the, even, for our small business, I've got the contracts for our radio shows and all that stuff. Like, this one re-ups on this date and this other. Is there somebody back in records that can say, hey, I just want to bring y'all up to date that these contracts with the city are, this is what they,
I would say this contract was probably negotiated before computers were sitting on everyone's desk.
Okay.
So it was sitting in some paper file somewhere, and we were able to, at the encouragement of some folks in town that knew that we weren't quite on the mark, to go look.
And okay, so somebody knew about it.
Somebody did know, and I went, and at their encouragement, I went and asked for it. It went to archives and found it, and I presented it to the administration. Now, I think that they knew something about it, but I don't know that any of us knew the detail that was necessary, especially with someone leaving us. We could have weighed that cost. Oh, maybe it's different. Maybe it's not 43 or 46 million, whatever Birmingham enticed.
Madison County. Yeah.
Huntsville.
Yeah.
Enticed them with. But maybe we could have reached some kind of an agreement.
Okay, I said it this morning when I first saw it. I was pretty much slack-jawed when I said, the city doesn't own the land under the Hank? I mean, I know the danger of assuming it makes up out of you and me, but I did. I had assumed that while the city, I knew the city owned Hank Aaron Stadium, so I assumed that the land and the parking lot right there, I knew the other stuff was McGowan. I understood that. Heck, the mall and the development, all those things, but that area, that corner down there, I thought was city property.
Well, in my understanding, and what you've been talking about is a little different, in that it's not just a city activity that has to go on to make this agreement good.
And let's bring everybody up to
everything. There's several documents.
The part you're talking about is
double A equivalent.
It said here in Peter Albrecht's story, it said, it reads in the contract, in the event that the use of the lease premises as a AA baseball stadium is discontinued, and should the city cease to use the lease premises thereafter for public events, generally for a continuous period of not less than 2 years, the landowner may, at its option, terminate the lease and require the city to demolish and remove the stadium at the city's expense. Now, I wish I could just on the fly translate into normal language.
I'm no lawyer, but I mean that's probably a good thing. But there also is some other clauses in there that say that it must be a double A.
So you can't. So my idea that I was talking about this morning and earlier, where you would have once a year fireworks or you bring your dog out day or whatever the city would sponsor, that wouldn't count for resetting that 2 year clock.
My understanding is absolutely not.
So it has to be baseball?
That it has to be baseball, a double-A baseball, or its equivalent. It was always the intent. And realize, let's talk about equivalent. Why. It could be soccer. It could be football. It could be something greater than that. It might be a triple-A.
It's equivalent, though, meaning it has to be a sport, or it has to be baseball sport, or it has to be...
The way I read it, I thought it to be a sports venue.
Okay.
Of a double-A baseball or its equivalent. Now, soccer, you know, maybe is one of those things. And maybe you go back and talk to the landowner, and McGowan Property says, you know what, a tournament venue. Because really what I wanted was to attract this
people so they come buy stuff at the stores and the restaurants. Yeah.
And the great retail development's there now. Conditions have changed. Maybe he says, okay, I don't need that, but let's keep activity going so that people come here. Let's start tournaments of baseball. Let's start tournaments of football. Both, by the way, that stadium, that field would fit within the confines of Hank Aaron Stadium. You can put a professional football within that baseball.
Aren't we already having issues with having multiple football fields?
Oh, well. Yeah.
Hey, can you hang on for a second? Because I want to run to the news break.
Absolutely.
Councilman John Williams in with us talking about this story that we've been talking about today right here on Midday Mobile. We'll take your calls as well at 343-0106. Also, some texts coming in, 343-0106. And reminder, we are at the Cart Doctor. We'll be here until 2. And a special deal today, carts at cost. I heard Trish say it. She said it. Trisha said, come in today. She'll show you the invoice. You can buy the cart you want at her cost.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, and we are live at the Cart Doctor in Theodore. Come check out the electric carts, of course, that you think golf carts, you think electric, but the gas carts, if you're a hunter like me, you got to get Stephen to let you take a test ride in this Yamaha. Y'all, this thing is as quiet as electric cart, but it has a 250-mile range. Really cool. Come out and check out the selection. And today, you heard Trisha say it earlier, I mean, she did it. She's on for it, and she's going to live up to it. You come out, you find the cart you want, she's going to sell it to you at her cost. She'll show you the invoice. Like I said, these folks are my neighbors. I know them. You can trust them. If they tell you that's the cost, they show you the invoice, that's the price, you get the cart. So if you've been on the fence about this, time to get off the fence and go ahead and get that great deal. Also, it's good to have Councilman John Williams in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit, especially on this day, the providence of it being this day that you're here. Because this article coming out about who owns what out at the Hank. And this has been, I'll say, in the least, an eye-opener for me. I mean, when I read through and heard Peter's story last night, I said, wait, the city doesn't own the land under Hank Aaron Stadium? I was slack-jawed.
Well, it was a complete surprise to the members of the council as well. Now, the only two council members I think were there when it was negotiated was Mr. Rich and Mr. Richardson. And even the mayor, you can't even
begin to think that
anyone should know
right.
that this is one of the clauses in there. We all assumed that
right.
it was ours. It was anytime you own something, you own the ground
right.
underneath.
Like
it.
I've been talking news stories for a decade here or more about the city and the ownership of Hank Aaron Stadium and the deal trying to get improvements done there and keep the Bay Bears there. And so in my discussions of the stadium, I made the assumption, too, that the property it sits on would be city property.
That was always been my argument. I've always looked at the other members of the council and say, this thing is in District 4, but this is a city property that we must maintain.
But it's not.
And it wasn't. And
I think, first of all,
I believe that this development was done at a time when we were trying to attract a retail development.
Yeah.
That retail development has been attracted and is very successful and is a grand place to go and shop for whatever you want to shop for. So maybe the motivation of getting the stadium in place has been accomplished for both parties, and now we can renegotiate in good faith with the McGowan properties.
Let's go to the phones. Jackson Mobile. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Sean. It's a real pleasure talking to you. I appreciate you taking
appreciate
the call. And I have to sit by Councilman Williams all the time at the Sports Authority meetings, and I kid with him. I'm scared he's going to grab me and choke me down, but I think he's scared of me.
Now I know who I'm talking to. You were around.
I've talked to several great coaches that just recently got out of the game. You got Ricky Patterson and Mike Goff, and I would like to see them put a 16 league in, 18-21, and put it in at the stadium and let them play a 50-game schedule and not pay them. Bring them in here. These are guys that maybe just got out of college, just real good, didn't get drafted, maybe wants one more shot at playing baseball. I think it'd go over big time. You got some great men here, could run it. I don't have any details about putting it together, but it should not.
Where do you find those players?
They play a 50-game schedule, and you can still keep the stadium open and do a lot of things.
Do you go find those players from? I mean, are they local, or you go like around the country? I mean, how's that done?
If they want to come in here from Mississippi or Florida and play, they'll have to do it on their own. But believe me, I played baseball even when I was still fighting. I was still playing baseball up. I was about 21, and finally my father made me quit because I'd moved into 10 rounds. But guys that love the game will still play. And you may even get some 22, 23-year-olds that still wants a shot at Major League Baseball.
But how do we put back ends and seats for that, right? We had if they didn't come out for the Bay Bears, as we were told, that, you know, folks didn't come out for these players that had a chance, these players of moving on and being, you know, in pro baseball.
They're playing free, and a lot of them play free anyway. It's just a shot and they'll come out there and play. A lot of them still working, and you could put in a 50 game schedule, have six teams with, you know, 20 on each team, and I guarantee you'd draw. I don't know about drawing 4,000 or 5,000 people, but you'd at least make some money to keep it going and keep the stadium going. You know, it's going to fall down like Harvard Field is.
Well, Sheriff, I appreciate the call on this, and I want to get into this, too, because what you're bringing up, I don't get Councilman Williams to talk about this. We're looking through some more pages of the contract that you showed me on the phone here, and Councilman Williams, you pull that mic back up here, because I kept sticking on the part that was in Peter Albrecht's story about the city using thereafter for public events generally continuous period, but I did not see the paragraph in front of that you showed me that does basically say that it's got to be baseball or something like it, right? I mean, that's how narrowly defined it is in this contract.
That's
or ice skating rink.
That was the other thing.
Ice skating rink.
It is an understanding that it'll be a double-A baseball team or its equivalent. It is that simple. And it says that we could use it. We could have other auxiliary things going on around it. This is long before the McGowan retail.
Yeah, but the company was there. I mean, they owned the land.
And and it even goes further on later on to talk about possible after 49 years, then baseball, softball, tennis, soccer, basketball. The team shall be equivalent to a double A minor league baseball team. Or one of greater status. I'm not saying this. I'm watching you read it
from the contract here. So my idea of, hey, the city holds fireworks a couple times a year, that doesn't fit the bill.
It would not be the intent.
Okay.
Now the intent could always be revisited, and I think that
it's not like I'm going to give anybody an idea they don't have, but if you're the folks at McGowan and you've got this ever expanding operation, you know, retail operation, I have an incentive to run the city out of there. I got an incentive to put another store there, to put some more parking. I tell you what, can you hang on?
Absolutely.
The music comes up. That means top of the hour news is on the way, and we got to shut up for a little bit. But we'll be right back. Midday Mobile live from the Card Doctor in Theodore. Come see us.